It felt great. Obviously, whenever you get the opportunity, scrap it on and get out there with your teammates, man, it's a great feeling. Still got some rust to shake off, but it felt good. I mean, anytime you come home, you want to give a good showing, and I think we was able to do that. You know, obviously we started out 0-1, and you definitely don't want to go 0-2 with the schedule we got in the back half. So tonight's win was important. It was important. There's no such thing as an ugly win, man. It's a win is a win, and with all the parity in this league, they are hard to come by. So we take them any way they come. Obviously, some things we need to correct and get better at, but we're still proud about it, you know, how we played tonight.
When you sacked the ref, did you realize that his knee went down?
Not until they showed it on the Jumbotron. I actually thought he should have been intentional grounding, but. Well, I think, you know, that's coaching. A lot of guys are very aware of the surroundings. And, you know, that bully play is tremendous because I've seen that same thing happen a lot of times where a guy just lead a ball there and think it's an incomplete pass and just walk back. I think that happened to us last year or 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I think it was San Diego. What team? Might have been Arizona. One of them. But we wasn't prepared that game. That could have been another situation, a game changing situation. And tonight, you know, Bowley saw it and was able to pick it up. And he always, you know, prides himself on how fast he is. He got a chance to show it off tonight.
Did you see Hickson's catch?
I did. That might be top plays, Sports Center.
How would you describe it?
I'm not good at these type of things. If I give it a name, it'd just be corny, so I'm just going
to
pass. Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, that guy is a tremendous athlete, and obviously as he goes, that offense and that team goes. But you always want to beat teams at their best. And me personally, yes, I do. I would love for him to play. I think he brings the best out of, you know, us too. Maybe we go down there and he's not in there and we think, oh, we got this thing won. If he's playing, then we know we got to be on our toes. But that's not a shot at whoever will play if he doesn't play. We all know that, you know, Philadelphia is a great football team, and they got a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And so we're going to have to play a great game regardless if, you know, Vic plays or not.
If he doesn't play,
so? Well, that just gives me more opportunities to tackle him. I mean, McCoy is a good football player, good back. He's shifty, and – you know, with the combination of his speed and, you know, his vision, combined with how potent they are as a passing offense too. I mean, that's a tough handle.
Is that the same neck as a little sore?
It's all right.
It's
felt better.
Does he feel a little bend over
again? Unfortunately, that's what it looked like tonight. But you know, you get a lot of people. Forget that the other team gets paid too, and they made some plays. Some of those plays, you know, in the back of your head, you wonder how they made them. But, you know, they get paid too. And the thing I liked about what we did tonight is, like you just said, we showed resiliency. You know, a lot of those situations, if they get touchdowns, you know, that score is a lot different. But we held them to field goals, and, you know, hopefully we build off of that.
Deion
was really hurt? Absolutely. He was absolutely cramping up, no question. They're getting better. I mean, obviously, with them getting the game time experience, you know, you can give them every scenario in practice, but until they see it under the lights, full go, they're not going to pick it up as well. I think they're doing a great job of, you know, picking up, running on, they're going on the fly. We throwing a lot of stuff at them, and for them to be rookies and still doing it, you know, 57 corrected me on the play today, so it was that's encouraging. Because a lot of times those rookies don't want to go to the vets, even when they know they're right, they don't want to go to the vets and say you're wrong. But some technique stuff where, you know, after the play, I was like, man, I should have beat that guy with this, or I should have read that and did this. So just, you know,
I'm kind of learning on the fly too. The speed of the game, I haven't adjusted to it as well as I want to yet. And, you know, when you got something wrong with your neck, you always kind of think of it in the back of your mind, so it kind of slows you down a little bit. But I knew I was going to play a long time ago. I mean, it's hard for a doctor to hold me out 2 weeks in a row. Just put it like that. I was in the wrong on play.
Really?
Yeah, it happens. I succumbed to the speed of the game, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's the schedule is the schedule. But I think it's a good thing. I think it doesn't give us the opportunity to kind of linger on this win. We got to go right back to the drawing board tomorrow. And I'm glad to see that, you know, we didn't overlook the St. Louis Rams just because we got to Philadelphia. We had to take care of this win tonight. And that shows some maturity because, you know, everybody in that locker room feels as though we owe the Eagles a little something. And that's going to be a big game for us. So it would have been easy for us to kind of be looking ahead to that game. But we didn't. And, you know, that shows a little maturity. And hopefully we can go down and handle what that game is going to be about. We know those fans are going to be rowdy. We know they're going to be pumped. You know, they're coming off some great wins, and they're going to be confident too. So it's going to be a pretty good football game. Last year will linger with me till I die. Yeah. It says protect yourself at all times. I don't know if it was that much of a conversation piece. I think we just talked about capitalizing on turnovers, or as a team putting our offense in more situations to score. You know, like you said, last year we did a great job of that. I think we were number one in the league in turnovers. So this year we want to build on it and get better at it. You know, because that's how we fuel these football teams at times. We got the talent. We got the people that are, you know, capable of doing that. And, you know, why not put that pressure on yourself? Well, I told y'all a couple of weeks ago, I mean, we got a lot of guys at new places. So we haven't gelled yet. You know, we're out there, a lot of guys playing in some different spots, and, you know, that slows down some guys. Like, you know, Greg Jones at linebacker. You know, your thought process goes to, you know, me being the captain, me being, you know, the player I am. I got to make plays all over the football field, and then you neglect what your actual job is. So the more experience he gets, the more comfortable we become with him, the more confidence we have in him making his plays. And I can just go back to playing, you know, that six technique and worrying about that tight end and that tackle. Whereas if you don't have the confidence in guys behind you, you start to try to overcome for that and trying to make plays all the football field. And by that, by doing that, you hurt, you know, the talent that you have at playing your own position. So, but I think they're doing a good job. And, you know, the more time we have with them back there and the more time we have with this unit being healthy, if we can keep this unit healthy, you'll see us grow a lot as a football team. I didn't get an opportunity to speak to him after the game. I talked to him before the game. I just, you know, kept looking over there at the sideline and just looked weird over there in that blue and gold. Yeah. Hadn't even thought about it. He looked weird. He looked weird last night, obviously. But you know, you're just happy for him. I mean, I kind of put that behind him. Obviously, we love him to be in the blue, but, you know, coming off the injury he came off of, you're just happy to see him playing football. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because I think we was poised to be a football team, could have made a lot of noise in the playoffs. We've been there before, and it was an eerie, similar feeling. And it's funny, I told you know, Aaron Rodgers, that Green Bay team reminded me of what our 07 team was. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. If you get it, when you get in those playoffs, you never know if that team's going to get hot. So, and we had a shot.